Rash on the Valley's Best Rock, 105.1 The Blaze. Now, all week long, we've been giving away tickets to check out Christopher Titus on Saturday. He'll be here in Fresno at the Tower Theater. And what do you know? I got him on the phone. Christopher Titus and his show, Stories I Shouldn't Tell, this Saturday. Tickets available at the Tower Theater box office and the website, towertheaterfresno.com. Chris, how's life?
Well, I'm actually stuck up here in Northern California in the PG&E blackout, the great blackout, the windy blackout. It's pretty crazy. My wife last night, we're up at our cabin, and she said, she goes, I know what it's like to feel what the pioneers felt like. And she said that over the roar of our generator that was powering the refrigerator and charging our cell phones.
I didn't know which angle you were going to go with. It was either going to be that or she was getting ready to cook you. It was one of the...
Yeah, we cook off the fire now. We just add the word cowboy or hobo in front of everything. And then that's what we call it, that hobo stew, you know, cowboy casserole. But anyways, it's going well, man. And the new show's killing. The new show is, I got 90 new minutes. It's all about tragedy. It's not tragedy if you add a punchline or you win the civil case, I believe. So, but it's all new 90 minutes, man. It's going to be great.
The show is Saturday at the Tower Theater. There's a few seats left. If you want tickets, go to towertheaterfresno.com so you can get your tickets to check out the stand-up show. You've been at this for a while, and I want to ask you how different the stand-up game is now compared to years ago. Because I feel like the goal for stand-up comics used to be get noticed, get on TV, which you did. You had a network TV show. Now things are different. It's like you don't even need a lot of these younger guys. Like the goal is to go viral. Give me one or two jokes that gets on YouTube. It just seems like the game's different than it used to be.
You know, it's not that it's different. It's always the same. You want to get out in front of the people. You want them to come put butts in seats. I think right now what's going on is that because of Netflix and there's 10 different other outlets, because I've got 6 comedy specials on Comedy Central, and then, you know, and I've got one on Showtime. And I'm on my 9th now. I just think you just keep doing your job. I don't know, man. Look, I'm a fan of Carlin. Carlin did 14 specials and 21 albums. Mm-hmm. I really don't. As long as I keep putting it out and people keep showing up, it's fine. You know, at the end of the day, I can just be a welder if I want. So if it doesn't work out. But different-wise, I think there's a lot of more whiny comics. People are whining now. Can't believe they won't let me say what I want to say. That's horrible and heinous. How come I can't do my Hitler was a good guy joke? that's what's kind of weird now. It's like comics that think they're edgy now do something edgy, then the people get mad, then they're mad at the people for getting mad that they were edgy. Do you know what I mean? It's all these millennials became comedians. That's what happened.
That was, by the way, that was the sign of a seasoned comic, what you just did there, because that was my Hitler's a good guy joke as not a Hitler's a good guy joke. You played that off pretty well.
Thanks, man. The new show, though, it's all about tragedy. It's the one thing that makes us all the same. You know, black, white, rich, poor man, woman, you know, we're all going to die. And death is a bitch, but it ain't a racist. So I think I kind of drag it through. If you guys like, my wife says that this special makes Norman Rockwell's bleeding look like a puppet show.
Oh, jeez.
That's a great response. Jeez.
So where do you go in this special? What are you focusing on mostly?
You know, this one's about the worst stories in my life. This one is, I got kidnapped when I was a kid. I used to go to bars with my mom when I was 4. I mean, I didn't go with her. She took me. I wasn't like, Mom, I'm 4. It's 10:30. Where's the party up in this piece? What are we doing? Because I got to get my juice box on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Mom. Come on.
Yeah, well, she used to take me to bars with her because babysitters cost 3 drinks an hour. So she needed that 4th Harvey Wallbanger. And then after that incident, she sent me to live with my great-grandparents in Detroit. And, you know, people always say, Titus, you have this kind of energetic, like, East Coast attitude, but you're California boy. Why? And I always say, well, the first rule of Detroit Kindergarten Fight Club is you don't talk about Detroit Kindergarten Fight Club. So, and then my dad kidnapped me from there. So I got kidnapped as a kid. I hung out in bars when I was 4. I don't have any normal stories. That's the weird part. So bring your pain to this show because we will use the power of comedy to heal you, I promise.
Christopher Titus at the Tower Theater on Saturday. As I said, a few seats left. So if you want to go, make sure you go online right now, towertheaterfresno.com, and grab your seats. We've been giving tickets away all week. It's going to be a great time on Saturday. Christopher Titus, man, appreciate your time.
Dude, thanks for letting me talk to you on the radio. I appreciate it.